Good morning to you, our listeners, here, there, and over the internet. I greet you in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, our soon coming King. It is once again prayer time in the city and worldwide. Let us now go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we bless you now. Father, we tell you thank you just for how good you've been. Father, we tell you thank you for how you woke us up this morning, started us on a brand new day. And for this, we give you the glory. Now, God, I ask that you touch the hearts of the listeners on today. Oh, God, that you will illuminate their minds, illuminate their spirits. Oh, God, that there will be something today that's said that would give them the victory. And, Father, we give your name the glory, and we tell you thank you now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Today, we're going to go to the book of Romans 8, 28 through 30. Romans 8, 28 through 30. And it reads, "And we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren." The 30th verse says, "Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified." I want to leave a thought with you on today, and that thought is, it's for God's glory and your good. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It's for God's glory and your good. Here Paul tells us in Romans 8:28, he says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren." And we also know that whom he called, he justified. And whom he justified, he also glorified. For it is for God's glory and your good. Sometimes we wonder, why do we go through things? Some of you are wondering out there today that, God, I've done all I can do and I live the best I can live. But God, when I look around me, it's always one thing or another. But I want you to know that it's for the glory of God. It's for God's glory and for your good. No, it don't feel good as you go through. It does not feel good as we go through the fire. But we know one thing, it's for God's glory and for your good. Whatever the situation you're in, God is going to get the glory. Whatever you're going through, God is going to get the glory. All things work together for good. Now, this passage greatly encourages the children of God where we must endure suffering in this life. God will bring good out of all afflictions. God will bring good out of all trials, all persecutions, and sufferings. the good that God brings about is conforming us to the image of Christ and bringing about our glorification. It's for God's glory and your good. All things work together for your good. And I just want you to know that. That is for God's glory and your good. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. The suffering of the righteous. This promise is limited to those who love God and have submitted to Him by faith in Christ. The all things do not include our sins and negligence. No one can excuse sin by maintaining that God will work it out for good. I want you to know that the changes and the trials and the persecutions that you go through is for God's glory and your good. You may not understand it, and you don't understand why this happened and why that happened, and you just don't know and you don't understand, and you say, God, I'm baffled. But I'm here to tell you today, go on through that trial because it's for God's glory and your good. You may say, I don't see the good in this. All that I'm going through, I just don't see the good. I don't see good can come out of this. But Paul said, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. It didn't say that all things that happened to us was good, but it said all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are the called according to His purpose. To him that are the called according to His purpose, for whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. And the 30th verse, what I love about that, regardless of what you're going through and the trials that you're going through, Paul says, moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called. And whom He called, them He also justified. And whom He justified, them He also glorified. So your trial, your persecution, whatever you're going through at this time, yes, the fiery dots are fiery and it's rough. But I want you to know that it's for God's glory. And it's for your good. The situation that you're in and you don't seem to think that there don't seem to be a way out. And you may say, God, this sickness don't seem like it's ever going to leave. You may say this trouble don't seem like I'm going to ever get out of it. Or the family problems that I'm going through, I just don't know which way to turn. But if you hang in there, I want you to know that this storm is for God's glory. But it's for your good. Out of this storm, God is going to get the glory. Out of this storm that's going on in your life, God is going to see you through. When it all boils down, you will have a testimony. Whether you testify to your friends or to the church or to the neighbors or to the stranger, but your testimony will be, God brought me out of this. That's why it's for God's glory, but it's for your good. It's for your good because in that midst of trials, you will understand how that you went through. You won't remember saying, how did I come out of this? The songwriter wrote a song and said, my soul looked back and wonder how I made it over. But it's for God's glory, but it's for your good. Once you come out of that situation, once you come out of that storm, once you come out of that trial, the good will be be when you look back over your life. You will see where you grown in faith. You will see where you grown in grace. You will see where you were elevated up a little bit higher. You will see where your faith brought you through. You will learn that because God brought me, He brought me through this that seemed so impossible. You will realize that because He brought me through this, He'll bring me through that. But it's all for God's glory, but it's for your good. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. It's for your good. It's for your good. It don't seem like we're going to get anything good out of that trial. It doesn't seem like anything good can come out of that child running away from home. But in the end, if the good would be the, how you held on to the arm of God. But in the end, the good would be how you didn't give up on your faith. It don't seem like nothing's good going to come out that stay in the hospital. But I want you to know that it's for God's glory. It's for God's glory because He's going to raise you up. It's for God's glory because He's going to bring you out with a mighty hand. It's for your good because you'll be able to look back and say, look where He brought me from. That's why Paul says, when he began to talk, he said, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. And to them that are called according to His purpose, it's for God's glory, but it's for your good. Sometimes you go through things and you say, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to come out of this. Sometimes you go through things, you may have a bad doctor report. And you say, well, God, the doctor report say this and the x-ray say that and his CAT scan say this. But I want you to know that it's for God's glory. God is going to get the glory out of that situation. God is going to get the glory out of that situation where the doctors will look at the report and say, now I know what we see, but look what God has done. It's for God's glory. He will get the victory. He will give you the victory, but it's for your good. So you know that as you go through the storms of life, as you go through trials, as you go through persecutions, keep one thing in mind. I don't understand this trial, God. It's all right to talk to Him like that. You can say, God, I don't understand. Lord, I've been standing in faith for 5 years and don't look like this medical report is getting any better. You may say, God, I've been standing in faith and I've been believing that my children would get saved and I was believing that my son would get off crack and I believe that my daughter would come home and get off the street corner, and it don't look like it's going to happen, but if you hang in there in faith, your faith will see you through. It's for God's glory, but it's for your good. And it's for your good because when it all come out, you coming out with the victory. When it all come out, your faith will still be intact. When it all comes out, you'll be still standing on holy ground, and God will get the victory. God will give you the victory. It's for God's glory. And it's for your good. So as you go through things, despise not the trial that you go through. Despise not and get angry at the Lord because of what you're going through. It's for God's glory. And it's for your good. And today, listeners, I pray that something I said to you today will help you to get a hold on to the faith and hold on to the horns of faith. And God will see you through. Because it's for God's glory and your good. Don't forget to catch us on the web. Go to www.hopefortodayministry.org. And you will pull us up on the web. Let us know you've been there. And we bless you. We thank God for you. In Jesus' name, amen.